to New Zealand now, and a story we've been telling you about really all week. Kim Baker Wilson joins us, a reporter for Radio New Zealand in Auckland. Kim Baker Wilson, there's been a pretty tragic update on the story of the 29 miners believed trapped in a coal mine where there was an explosion last week. What are the developments this morning?
Well, it's just coming up 12 hours now since there was a second blast that was really massive. It's been described as a devastating blast and quite a horrific blast. And from there, it's left rescue officials in very little doubt that no one could have survived the second blast. It's very unfortunate news, and it has gripped the country and put New Zealand into darkness, really, especially the small community of Greymouth, where the mine is. There is now no chance of these miners coming out of the mine alive. The youngest just 17, the oldest 62. The police say that they have perished.
And one of those miners, 21-year-old Zen Drew, his relatives, his father, Laurie Drew, was talking about how he actually received this tragic news. Listen to the voice here from that mining town.
They start telling us how they got the progression from the mine drilling readings. And then everybody, he said, we're mobilising the rescue crews. People clapped and we thought that was positive. And then he hushed us up and gave us the bombshell. And most families lost it then and started shouting what we have been all the way through. Why not on the Friday night for the window of opportunity?
So, Kim Baker Wilson, are people believing that this was a botched rescue or that these miners were fated from the beginning to not make it out of a very, very desperate situation?
Well, certainly there are many questions that will now be demanding answers. The focus until now has been to get these miners out, but now that it's a certainty that that won't be happening, the questions will start coming, certainly from the family side of things. They firmly believe, especially Mr. Drew there, that the rescuers should have gotten much, much quicker. They should have gotten there right from the start and done all they could, or done some more, certainly, to get into this mine shaft. Certainly from the side of the officials, they're very adamant, very firm that they did everything correctly, that there's nothing more they could do, that they, because of the volatile nature of the gases that were inside the mine, they really didn't have much room to manoeuvre here and that they couldn't do much at all. And certainly they say the second explosion that happened nearly 12 hours ago, now that's proved them right. It proved and it showed that they were going about this the correct way.
Finally, Kim Baker Wilson, I mean, does this mine have a reputation for particular volatility, explosions in the past, that sort of thing, unstable ground?
It depends on who you talk to, really. Some people do consider the Pike River coal mine does have a bit of a checkered past, but certainly nothing like this. In fact, the chief executive of that mine says that he's seen nothing like this, and certainly the region has seen nothing like this at all, certainly for many, many years. 1967
really?
Was the last time there's a mining disaster on this scale.
And is this a coal dust explosion or a methane explosion?
It's a mix of methane and carbon monoxide. Those are the gases that have been holding rescuers right from the start. They've been the hurdles that they've been trying to overcome. They were the hurdles that they could not cross.
Kim Baker Wilson, reporter for Radio New Zealand in Auckland, telling the tragic story of the loss of those 29 miners in New Zealand, believed savable after last Friday's initial explosion, but after a huge explosion today, all hope lost.